The body of superstar lawyer Johnny Cochran will be buried on Wednesday following his death from a brain tumor last week. You may recall that only a week before that, we told you about a Supreme Court argument in a case that involved Johnny Cochran. And that got us wondering, will the court go ahead and make a ruling now that Mr. Cochran has passed away? Here's an explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.
The answer is maybe. For a criminal case, there'd be no question. The death of a criminal defendant makes a case moot. But Torrey v. Cochran is a civil case concerning freedom of speech, and the way it was decided by lower courts makes it quite peculiar. The story begins 22 years ago, when Cochran represented Ulysses Torrey in a personal injury lawsuit arising from a shootout with the Los Angeles Police Department. Torrey never got any money from the suit and claimed that Cochran had conspired against him with the city of L.A. He demanded $10 million, or, he said, very close to it, from Cochran, who refused to pay. By the late 90s, Torrey and a group of hired hands were picketing outside of Cochran's office, holding up signs with messages we can't repeat on the radio. In 2000, Cochran won a court order against Torrey that barred him, among other things, from ever speaking about Cochran or Cochran's law firm in a public forum again. The case before the Supreme Court concerns the First Amendment aspects of that gag order, which keeps Torrey from saying anything at all, positive or negative, about Cochran. If it were limited to defamatory speech, the case would now be moot, because you can't defame a dead man. But the injunction affects all speech, defamatory or not. Does that mean the Supreme Court will make a ruling? It's a tricky situation. The court is bound by Article 3 of the Constitution, which makes its power contingent on the existence of a real case or controversy. On the other hand, the court can review cases that are apparently moot. In Roe v. Wade, for example, it made a ruling in spite of the fact that Jane Roe was no longer pregnant. If the justices go ahead and rule, Cochran's estate would be a substitute party.
That explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.